No, I would have said it's just like the Sea of Light and then Solid Origami, you know, be stepping up each time. This is a lot rockier. It is a lot rockier, but the good thing about it is it's still got the great big melodies and big harmonies, you know. But the way in which it's been recorded is far more organic. So it's all in one room and off we go, you know.
See you later.
So it's really like, you know, how the old school.
Yeah,
so you capture that vibe and that passion that I was talking about, and we captured it. It's the excitement and the passion that we captured great on the recording, which, you know, a lot of bands find it hard to do that, you know. So, what else can I tell you about it? Well, just through that, my different styles of playing, I was able to put what I would call a Zimbabwe 6/8. It's Zimbabwe, the country.
They've got
their own 6/8 rhythm,
and so
I use it, and I use it in a rocky way. And in one of the tracks, a shuffle track on the album, in the middle, we go into Zimbabwe 6/8. It sounds great. So that's why I was really excited and pleased that through all the development that I've done as a player, I'm able to actually put those little differences in to, you know, hopefully to make the band sound really, really good. And it's all turned out all right. A lot of double bass drum. One of them's really fast double bass drum. And as I said, it's the energy and the passion of it. And it's the emotion. It's all captured on the recording. So I'm hoping that everyone will really enjoy the album, you know. It's exciting, but to me, it's going to be more exciting to me, out people like you and the old Heap fans. I don't know how they will perceive the album, you know. It'll be interesting.
Yeah,
and me, they've got to perceive me as well. I'm doing, you know.
Yeah.